Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. I ended yesterday's podcast by talking about marriage, and we're doing that because in Titus 1 and 6, Paul says that the elders should be the husband of one wife. And we brought out that it's probably not as much a treatise against polygamy as it was a treatise against marital infidelity, that leadership be conscious of the fact that one of the accusations, and it might stretch all the way back to David and the fact that he so blatantly abused his power in the whole Bathsheba incident, and it seems to almost have a carryover effect to men in leadership having this issue with fidelity. So I want to say a couple things about marriage, and the first thing that I want to say is in regards to the covenant of marriage. When you enter into the covenant of marriage, you view it in the same manner that you view your Christianity, that it is everlasting, that there is no backdoor policy on our marriage, and that we are in this for life. But also, I think we make mistakes in viewing our marriage is almost as if there's some sort of social contract. We maintain separate accounts. She has hers, I have mine. And this whole, I'm not saying you should lose your identity entirely at marriage, but this whole idea of separate but equal is fine for the American government, but not so much for marriages. You are one flesh when you come into the marriage union. And so you are also far more vital to one another than you could ever be apart. Your existence from that moment on grows together, so that every day that you're together, being apart would be less you. Once you enter into marriage, you find the completion for yourself. If you lost that, you would be less you. And if it's not that way, then that you're not viewing marriage as a covenant, I don't think. I think it's more of a contract. It's like a social convenience for you. And I want to throw something in that I hate to preface stuff by going, this isn't going to be very popular. But this one's probably not as popular. And that's this. Nothing in your life or your world is as important as your spouse. Not even your kids. Not even your kids. Your kids are, God has blessed you. You're going to raise them. You're going to hopefully in the trust of who their father is, their heavenly father. You're going to let them go, and they're going to go and live their lives. And you don't want to be caught in that day looking across your living room at your spouse and saying, "Who are you?" Because all you identified them as is your kid's mom or your kid's dad. And so the most important person in your life is your spouse. And for those out, and I'm not telling you that if you're single, you need to rush out and get married, but God did give us marital relationships to fill a void. And for those who say, I don't need a man or a woman, Jesus is my husband or my wife, God didn't act like he was Adam's helper. He gave him an Eve. Even though he didn't surrender his relationship with Adam, he still gave him Eve. And so relationships are vital. They are incredible. And when you have one, nurture it and sell yourself out to it and be a part of that in that relationship of covenant. But you are the most important thing in the life of that covenantal relationship, and your union with the other half of that covenant, over the top important. Really cannot stress it enough. We'll get back into the text in Titus 1 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.